I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A big welcome. We got a lot of people. Our buddy J.P. Karpovich is here. Or should I say J.P. Howitzer.
J.P. Howitzer for today.
Is in the house. But J.P., tell us your ranking again.
In the military?
Yeah.
Okay, because I am a professional wrestler, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I know, but you're
but in the military, I am a sergeant major. I work at the Division G1 shop down in Harrisburg now, full-time.
Excellent. And then we have with you, Captain Christy Bamback is here.
Hello.
And hi, and a captain. How long have you been serving?
This will be my 13th year.
Wow, congratulations, and thank you, by the way, to both of you guys. We've known JP now a few years. We do some crazy things together.
I've only been in 32 years. So. Yeah.
When are you retiring?
Probably not for about 2.5-3 years.
When they throw me out.
I think I can still do it. I'd still go out to the field with the young kids and take care of business, you know?
So let's talk about, you guys got a big event coming up, and it's a charity event. It's Battlefield Pro Wrestling. Talk about what's going on and where it's going to be.
Well, Captain Bamback approached me. Obviously, she knew a little bit about my wrestling career, seen me a few times. And she said, hey, I'm in this Miss Veteran America competition, and we have to do some fundraising events. What do you think about putting on a wrestling show? And I said, man, my wife says J.P. Howitzer's retired. I can't do another match. But I reached out to a couple people, and Afa from Battlefield Pro Wrestling, absolute professional, excellent guy, has ties to the Samoan dynasty. He is in the Samoan dynasty. Excellent guy, said, hey, I can do this for you, XYZ. Excellent to work with, and so it's going to be an awesome event.
This is really neat. So, Christy, tell us about what you're doing. So it is a charity event on your end, but what are you trying to get done here?
So with Miss Veteran America, it's really raising awareness. So that's what the fundraising is all about, to support Final Salute, which ultimately helps homeless women, veterans, and their children. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, the more you can get out there and make awareness is the better. And we have a large military community here, so I think that's the best part about it.
And you served a little bit in this area in Scranton, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Scranton, but where's home?
Home is Columbus, Mississippi.
All right.
And then currently live in Carlisle.
We also found out Christy is a huge Morgan Wallen fan.
I love him.
And I said, and I said you are sitting in the seat he sat in when we first met him, when he was first starting.
I'm still waiting for him.
Yeah.
So,
want to bring the chair home with you?
Yeah.
Chris has been a lot of butts in that chair, and probably some you don't want to bring that chair home. You guys hang out a few minutes. We want to talk all about it.
Definitely.
All about your event. And is Chewy involved in this? Did I understand? Did I hear right? You're going to bring him up by surprise?
Well, yeah, he's been here 10 years. So what I think I need to do is just give him a body slam, drop about 10 of the howitzer elbows on him.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the good news is he won't feel a thing, because I'll kick him. I'll do a little stomp on the head after he's down.
Oh, all right.
So he'll be out like a light, and he won't even feel it.
And yeah, throw at least yeah 10 elbows.
Yeah,
one 10 for
elbows,
every year.
You got it.
One for every year. That's what I need.
It's like the birthday punches when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Except it's different. You get the
that's
elbows.
That's fine. I'm going to get up on the top rope. I'll give him an atomic leg drop. Like, it'll be done.
All right. We have more with you guys coming up here in just a sec. We have guests here. We have J.P. Karpovich, who is here. Are you going to give me some noise there? Oh, he's our sound effects guy. Jeez.
There we go.
A little late there.
I got you. Well, you know what? J.P. Howitzer's over here, and he's throwing comments at me. I kind of want to boo the guy.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
I kind of want to throw these boos on.
Oh, there's the boos now. He has those. Oh.
I mean, he's saying how he's going to press me. And what are you going to teach me? You're going to teach me something.
I'm going to teach you a little bit about discipline, and then you're going to get the destruction.
There it is.
I'm full of discipline and destruction, and you don't want none of this, but you're going to get it. I'm telling you now.
I think Chewy needs to show you a little respect.
Definitely, yeah. Well, May 9th, he's going to get a little respect. Right up there in that ring, when I take him up there, he's not going to know what hit him, literally.
He keeps talking about this. I'm kind of afraid I'm going to have to take a bump.
Yeah, you kind of no-showed me on the last show. I see how it goes.
That's all part of your gig. Yeah, that's the way you
do it,
right?
You know what? This is a way that I don't have to learn the discipline and destruction. I just don't show up.
You see? Call him Chewy No-Show Medic.
Yeah.
That'll be his wrestling.
That's
good.
It.
I'm going to get
the no-show.
I'm going to get Spicy Nacho here to give a drop an elbow on you, and then you're going to be in trouble.
I know. I don't want any part of the Spicy Nacho.
So Spicy Nacho is Captain Christy Bamback, who is here with us also. So do you wrestle? Where did Spicy Nacho come from?
So I felt like that name best fit me and my character when I start. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Are you wrestling then on Saturday? Or?
It's a surprise. You got to show up.
All right. We'll be there. So it's Battlefield Pro Wrestling next Saturday. So not tomorrow, correct, but the next day. But Pisano Family Wines, which is a really cool place. And I think anybody here in Northeast PA knows about it. It's like a campground winery.
Correct. Yep. Great food, great wine, great drinks out there. Great people. The owners, like Mark, just excellent people. You know, again, they took care of us like you wouldn't believe. He said, you know, JP, hey, yeah, sure, you can host an event here. Why not? So,
and this is probably their first ever wrestling event.
They've had midget wrestling out there. And I said, listen, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a little bigger than a midget. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to be a big show. It'll be excellent.
So midget, you mean vertically challenged?
No, they go by midget. When you call themselves midgets with attitude and stuff, they're midgets. I don't make the rules.
Midgets,
they do.
With attitude. I love that. So, Chrissy, how do people get tickets for this?
So you can go on Eventbrite and you'll see Battlefield Pro Wrestling, mm-hmm, and it will come right up, and it is $15 for general admission and $10 for military.
How many fights are going to be happening now outside of you and Chewy?
At least five, you know, least five. So we're looking at having a good night.
Yeah, and you, it's funny, you and I have this conversation a lot. You had to get permission from your wife, or you tap danced around it again, from what
100%, I my wife, she supports me in everything I do. I don't know how she sticks with me after all these 24 years, but she manages. We've been married 24 years, so there's not much I can do that'll really, really upset her. But she said, hey, last time you weren't moving so well for 3 days. So I kind of told her, I said, you know, hey, I'm involved. You know what I'm saying? I'm involved. We'll keep it at that.
Yeah. You need one of those like the football players. What, the hyperbaric chamber? You should have one of those.
I did the cryotherapy, and that helped me out like you wouldn't believe. So,
right. So you're ready to go. When you slam Chewy on the ground, whatever, you step on him, whatever you're going to do, is that at the end, or is that at, like, you don't want to be using all your energy on him, right? You want to take care of business first, and then, you know,
probably when he comes up, it'll be like one of those things where he comes up to give me the congratulations, and then I give him, like, I don't know, like I said, I'm just gonna power slam him, I guess, and then be like, here's a thanks for you, buddy. You know, he might be a pickleball champ, but I'll tell you right now, I played pickleball as well when I was training with the Luchadors down there in El Paso, Texas, and I go and running around that pickleball court is just as much energy as running those ropes. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm ready.
I've got no comment.
I'm ready.
He's got no comment.
He didn't see that coming. Like the Howitzer.
Are you watching his face? He's actually getting very
he's
nervous.
Scared.
You know, it's not nervous. I just don't show my cards.
Oh, exactly.
I don't want him to know how tough. I don't think you realize. For years, in my basement, I wrestled like a pillow and practice lots of moves. And not only that, when we were in college,
you always won against the pillow, right?
I always won against, well, sometimes I'd lose depending on how I wanted the storyline to go. But when we were in college, we made a wrestling ring in my dorm room. And
oh,
it wasn't
a video of this.
And we would have wrestling matches. And I'm not gonna lie, I have like a 1 in 60 record. So you might be number two on that list, buddy.
Oh, boy.
You might be number two. I'll take down JP Howitzer.
I do have backup with me.
We're not doing handicap matches here. You know, I'm not into that. I'm more into, I need a one-on-one. I want a first blood or something. Like, at least make it good. Like, let's do a TLC match, man.
Guess you never know what you'll get at Battlefield Pro Wrestling, let me tell you.
I know, I'm excited to go. May 9th is the date, Doc Medic.
Mm-hmm, and that is next Saturday. And we also, like I said, Captain Christie is here too. And what do you want me to call him, Christie or Captain Christie Bamback, or you tell me?
Christie's fine.
Christie's fine. Yeah. Tell me about, because you mentioned this a couple of times, and it's a benefit for Miss Veteran America. Explain what that is.
So with Miss Veteran America, it's a competition that supports Final Salute, which ultimately supports homeless women veterans and their children, and then essentially the competition raises awareness, brings people together, and do fundraising. So it's a great cause.
How did you get involved in the military? Like, what is it in your family, or you said, this is what I want to do?
Well, ultimately, long story short, my dad was a Marine, but he would not let me join the Marine Corps. And then when I had my son, I ultimately needed a career path, and that's what I was like, I'm sick of my life. And then I joined the Army, and it just made this amazing career for me. So,
would you say 13 years?
13 years.
Congratulations, and thank you for doing all that. You guys want to hang out more?
Yeah, we'll hang out.
In a rush?
Yeah. No rush.
All right. By the way, JP, I do want to say this. JP, for those who went to Guitars and Stars the last one, you were in the color guard.
Yes, correct.
With the flags.
It was an honor. You guys always take care of us military so much. Whenever I could give back to you guys, most definitely. You guys are like you know, excellent.
Thank you. Well, we're going to need you again. Big event coming up next Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow. Battlefield Pro Wrestling, Pisano Family Wines. Orleans, Hunla Creek. That's where we're going to be part of it. And with us, we got J.P. Karpovich and Captain Chrissy Bamba, who is here. And it's a benefit. The whole thing is a benefit for Miss Veteran America that you're also competing in right now, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when you become Miss Veteran America, that is basically puts you, you know, where all women in the military look up to you, and you're paved the way for others to come in.
100%.
We were just talking about, you know, the amount of women that are now in military, which has definitely gone up over the years. But to anybody listening, you know, you get into that end, you know, you might have kids at school right now and they're going to be graduating here in the next month or so and looking for ideas. Military is a great, I mean, it's worked for you as a mom doing it, right? 13 years?
Oh, yes. We love it. Yeah. It's supported me and my son throughout the whole process. So.
And JP, great. You've been doing it for years.
Most definitely. I can't complain. My kids now are 23 and 25 years old. I may have missed a thing or two with them due to deployments, due to being away with the military, but they understand I did it all for them. I did it, you know, because, you know, I just love doing it and I don't ever want to give it up, but eventually I have to.
For those listening, I don't know, I'll put you on the spot here because I know, but I think you do. Somebody listening now that's interested in getting into military, you guys are Army. What do they do? Like, what's the next step if they want to learn more, if this is for them for a career?
The first thing to do, and I tell people now, honestly, 25 years ago, I was a recruiter. It's how I started out full time with the military for the National Guard. And I would say, hey, go see a recruiter, talk to them. If you even think you might want to do it, start out with something, you know, go to the National Guard, go to talk to one of these recruiters. They'll tell you about the part-time job with full-time benefits and you get to try it out first, see if you like it. If you do like it, you can wind up going active duty. But I always tell people, listen, do something like I did communications, I did field artillery, you know, personnel stuff, things that will translate to the outside world. Don't just go in there and be like, I'll take whatever job you give me, maybe make me, you know, and you know, everybody needs infantry, right?
Yeah.
But those skills, hey, they teach you to shoot very well. They teach you to crawl around in the mud, and in the end you come out and I can go hunting very well. So, but if you do communications, you do medic stuff, you do things that'll translate over to the civilian world. Go talk to a recruiter. See somebody, like I said, start with the Army National Guard. The state has benefits like you wouldn't believe. Your kids can go to college for free. Now your spouse can go to college for free just because you make a 6-year commitment. So
I appreciate that. All right. And then of course you guys are always doing events, and this particular one, which is happening next Saturday, because you're a wrestler too.
Correct.
He's JP Howitzer.
Correct. And luckily I have my chain of command fully supports me on this one, and they've been great to me, so allowing me to do the wrestling thing, because we got to stay physically fit anyway. We do combatives in the military, like we get to do, it's some amped up jujitsu kind of stuff, so it keeps us fit like that. And then, you know, I transitioned right over into wrestling. I grew up 13 years wrestled from the time I was in kindergarten through college, loving life. Why not become a professional wrestler, right?
Right, and it's worked out for you well. So let's talk about the event. It's next Saturday. It's at Pisano Family Wines. Excellent place. Chewy, we're going, right?
Yes, sir.
You didn't get run away just yet? You're good?
No, JP keeps staring me in the face, and I'm like, man, I'm going to have to throw a beat down in front of this guy's family.
Here we go.
And, no show, Chewy.
And then I'm talking a lot of smack. I'm not going to show up. No, I got to, because, I mean, it is. It's for a fantastic cause. And, I mean, if I have to, like I said, if I have to lay down JP, you know, that's what I'm going to have to do.
Oh, I thought you just meant go in there and just lay down.
No. I don't get rolled. I don't get rolled over.
All right.
I don't think, you know, that's what they call me. You know, they call me the no-show. But
So you guys have, there's going to be plenty of food, plenty of beverages, but you also have basket raffles. Talk about some of the stuff, like a lot of people in the community listening probably right now have all come forward to help, right?
Oh, yeah. So awesome job from JP Howitzer over here. But the community has really donated and helped us out and given us raffle baskets. So, and all the proceeds go towards Final Salute at the very end. So great prizes. So I recommend y'all coming and getting a raffle ticket. So
in general admission, $15, but people can buy tickets in advance, right?
Correct. Yes.
How do they get those?
You can go on Eventbrite and search Battlefield Pro Wrestling or BPW Wrestling, and it'll pop up as an event for May 9th.
Excellent. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.